Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Born February 17th in Pawnee City, Nebraska. Like most comedians, he made his start touring relentlessly, building a name for himself with his radio commentaries. But unlike most comedians, he grew to become a comedy juggernaut, from the blue-collar comedy tour to numerous comedy specials, from hosting his own History Channel series, to lending his voice to one of the most successful animated movie franchises of all time, the Pixar Cars movies. And now he's giving you the chance to win tickets to the Nebraska vs. Michigan State football game and benefit his Get Her Done Foundation. Please welcome, longtime friend of the show, Larry the Cable Guy.
Drinking tree hugger, on that you can rely. He's a bona fide American man. He's Larry the Cable Guy.
Oh, wakey, wakey, hands off, Snakey. What are you doing?
Well, I tell you what, you got me up early.
I know, but you're doing such good stuff with your life. I want people to know about it.
Well, we were celebrating last night.
Oh, what were you celebrating?
That's why it sounds so rough.
Uh-oh. What was going on?
My mother-in-law won $1,000 at the fair in a hot dog eating contest. That's right.
Are you in a...
She done eat 40 hot dogs in 10 minutes.
That's a lot.
I couldn't believe it, Johnny. My mother-in-law not talking for 10 minutes. You ain't never seen nothing like it.
You.
I seen her reading them newspaper articles.
Yeah?
And I seen one other day that a feller jumped out of an airplane with some sort of parachute and was doing some tricks and ran into a mountain, and then they said that he passed away. He died from a freak accident. That ain't a freak accident. The dude jumped out of the plane with a damn piece of cloth tied to him. I mean, that ain't a freak. I'm going to tell you what a freak accident is.
What is it?
A real freak accident would be, say there's a fella getting gas at a stop and go, minding his own business. All of a sudden, two clowns that were in a knife fight fall off the roof of the gas station and stab him in the face. That, my friend, is a freak accident. Don't know what's wrong with
him. Oh, I love you.
I would tell a story today. We was just up at the fair. We took the kids up to the fair.
Yeah.
You like fairs?
I do. Of course I do.
We went on senior night.
Ooh.
Senior day. You know what the most popular ride on senior day is?
What is the most popular ride on senior day?
The ambulance on the way out of the fair. We're leaving every 2 minutes. The food's pretty good, though, on senior day. But senior day is not bad. It only lasts from 3:30 to 5. But the food's pretty good on senior day. You ever had fried Lipitor?
I haven't. I haven't had that.
It's not good. You seen the size of the corn dogs at the fair?
Enormous.
Holy smokes. Johnny, I'm not saying they're big, but I was eating one at the rodeo and a horse come up and winked at me. Big-ass corn dog.
That's a big corn dog.
You know what I don't like?
What?
Them corn dogs, they're only a dollar, which is a pretty good value for the size of them.
Sure.
But what they don't tell you, it's another $75 for them to have to come out and snake your toilet. They neglect to tell you that.
They never tell you that. Never.
But I'm not a big fan of the damn fair. You ever use the porta potty at a fair? Oh,
brutal. Just brutal.
Oh, my gosh. I don't even use it. I take a Ziploc bag and I pee in a Ziploc bag. My wife gets upset about it, but I'm like, you know, you should be excited about this. It looks like I won you a goldfish. But yeah, I'm not a fan of them.
Wow.
I'm not a fan of them porta potties. I was in one 2 weeks ago, and I'm not BSing you. My eyebrows just grew back yesterday.
They're awful, man. Awful.
Yeah, they're pretty disgusting. And they're my buddy of mine went on his honeymoon yesterday, and he's 67 years old. He ran out of Viagra on the honeymoon and had to use a can of Fix-A-Flat.
Jesus Christ, man.
Idiot. He overinflated and spent the rest of the night down at Pet Boys getting the patch put on. Please, moron.
You. Listen, hey, I want to talk about...
Hey, did you hear it real quick?
Yes, sir. I hate
to interrupt you.
No.
Excuse me, but... my buddy Coach is used to... He's an announcer.
Yeah.
And nobody knows. I mean, he's a bona fide sports announcer.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, nobody knows his announcer when they see him, you know, especially when he's announcing. But he doesn't do football no more because he's getting older, and so he can't make it 4 hours without a Viagra. So, you know, where? Johnny, they're not all funny, but
where's it going? Where
are we at? I didn't say that they was 100%. But real quick before you go, I do want to say, I want to tell you a joke something the preacher told me last Sunday at the church.
Yes, sir?
We were leaving the church, and this guy walks up, and he's a blonde woman at the bar, He sits down and he says, can I tell you a blonde joke or will you be offended? Like one of these sissies that always get offended, these social justice warriors.
Right.
You're going to get all, you know, sissied up if I tell you a blonde joke since you're blonde. She goes, no, I don't care. But I just want to let you know I'm the state MMA champion for females. And my girlfriend sitting next to me, she's blonde. She's in the WWE. She's in the wrestling field, WWE.
Yeah.
One of the few females from the state to do it. And the blonde sitting next to her is a United States Marine, just come out back from Afghanistan. You still want to tell that blonde joke? He said, hell no, not if I got to tell it three times.
Hey, listen, I went up to Milwaukee for the 115th anniversary of Harley Davidson, and on the Harley's got the satellite radio, so it's got Sirius. So I was listening to your show on Sirius XM, man. It's really good. I really enjoyed it, man.
Well, thank you. It's, you know, Johnny, every now and then I'm funny.
You know what else? In all honesty, you got common sense.
Sometimes I'm entertaining, sometimes I'm not.
It's very entertaining. I'm not kidding at all, Larry. Like, I mean, there's very few guys that you know, everybody thinks it'll be easy to fill those hours, but you do it, like, incredibly well. I hope those guys are really pleased with you, because I thought it was kicking ass.
Well, thanks again. You're right. It's not easy to fill 2 hours, but you know what? I only have to do... like 20 hours a year on that for our station. But I got to doing it. I liked it so much. It was only going to be an hour, and then I started enjoying it, put a studio at the house. And now I do 2 hours on Fridays. It's pretty fun on Sirius 97.
Yeah, it was really good, man. And also, I want to talk about this. And people, I got to tell you, I don't think they always understand, and you never publicize all that you do for charity and that your Get Her Done Foundation does. You know, if you guys don't know, whenever you see food in those stores, whenever you see Larry's face, anything, that all that goes to it. All the profit, everything goes to it. And also now, if you're a big Nebraska fan, and you know me, I'm not a big sports guy, but I do understand how big the Cornhusker fan is. And
Yeah, it's getting better and better every year. We got the new coach. But yeah, you know, we foundation started, what was it, about 2000, about 10 years ago, 9 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
My wife and I put that thing together and for veterans and kids, vets and kids charities. It started out with a golf tournament in Florida, and then it turned into when I was doing the Cars movie, thinking this, we started talking to, what's his name, from Cars, that had all the products. He passed away. I'm having a brain fart.
I'm like, Robert Redford's not dead, is he?
No, the other guy.
The other guy, yeah.
That was in the movie Cars with me.
Paul Newman.
Paul Newman. Well, he gave us some tips on how. I told him I wanted to be. We was having dinner. They had a big cast party, and I'm sitting next to Paul Newman.
That's awesome.
He said he was a fan. We was talking and told him what I was doing. I told him I wanted to be the redneck Paul Newman. He got a kick out of it. Kind of gave us some tips how to do foods and stuff. And so that's why every now and then you see Larry the Cable Guy, potato chips and hamburger helpers. But it all goes to the charity. But I think we up, I can't remember when it started, 2006, 2007, something like that. But, man, we're up, I'd say, close to 8, 9 million that's gone to the vets and kids. And people can, I mean, if you want to know about it, just getherdonefoundation.org. There's a thing that talks about it.
I just love it, man. And I love it. It makes me even more proud to be your friend because it's just so many people in this world, they talk a good game, you know, a celebrity will. But you're the guy who quietly does stuff nonstop. You are always open and always helping it. And I see it and I get it. Again, I'm proud to call you a friend.
Well, Johnny, I appreciate it. And the Lord does it all. We just distribute it out. It's been. I couldn't do none of it without fans, and I appreciate my fans. You know, and it's nice that people still can laugh. There's still people out there that got a sense of humor that like to laugh and enjoy themselves. But I couldn't have done any of this without a good fan base. So I've always had awesome fans, and I appreciate them. And so let's hope it can continue for a little while longer. But the foundation's awesome. That's why we started this thing on Prizeo. It's just another extra way to raise some money for your foundation. And I think it's $10. $10, you pop your name in for $10 donation. And then about a week before the Michigan State game in Lincoln, Nebraska, we draw a pair of tickets. And those two people come to the game, and they show up. They're in my sweet box, and
you'll break their arm,
and I'm gonna bust their arm, probably. You know, yeah, if they want arm wrestle.
Just watch that.
So they just come to the game, and it's a nice time. We did the last year with the Ohio State game, and the people that came really enjoyed it. So yeah, it's kind of something fun to do.
I love you. I was just, when you said that, you're talking about the Lord does it for you. I was out riding motorcycles yesterday and ended up in Weston, Missouri. And as we pulled into town, there's like 5 of us riding. I look over and there's a church sign, and I thought it made me laugh because it's so funny. I just said two things you need to know: there is a God, and you're not Him.
You're absolutely right. I saw. And you know, I think people are starting to get a little closer to the Lord. I saw a sign up at the church the other day. It said, service is at 10 o'clock, now with 30% more Jesus. People are starting to come, too.
I love you. Listen, get some rest, man. And I'll keep pulling people in to go to the Get Her Done Foundation. $10 could get you in the box hanging out with Larry. And I promise you, it isn't a flyby. Like, it's you are one of the great hosts of all hosts, and it'll be a great time, especially for Nebraska.
Yeah, you can. you can always go to check that stuff out. I'm putting a message on my Twitter about it. It'll go to my Facebook, but it's at Get Her Done Larry, and then my Facebook's Larry the Cable Guy and all that stuff.
All right. I love you, man.
Johnny Dan, always do enjoy us. God bless America.
I love him. I don't care.
How do you not?
That's why I'm still pissed off at David Cross for taking a shot at him in that Rolling Stone article.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, he used him because David Cross is super intellectual.
Yeah, he's a twant.
Yeah. You know what? Larry, I thought it was the best response ever because he was like, I'm not the kind of, you know, comedy like Larry. Well, he's so sorry that, it would Larry say, I'm so sorry my dad taught me how to work, how to get up at 6 a.m. and get to work until you get it done. Yeah, well, David Cross, he's worth about 10 times what you are, so... Eat a big bag of Larry.
And people like him.
Yeah. People, yeah, when Larry walks in the room, they smile, not cringe. Yeah.
Worry about how you're going to get to the next 20 minutes.
Yeah.
When Larry's there, people actually walk in the room because he's in concert or it's a movie.
Let me tell you how nice he is. I'm telling you, like, we've known Larry since the beginning, okay? Yeah. And there's no bigger movie than Card, right? I mean, there's just none.
Yeah.
He's made her. I mean, it's a big deal.
You go to Disney. I mean, I go to Disney World every year. There's nothing bigger. They built a ride in California.
Do you know how many kids, just out of the blue, like somebody will hand him a phone, and he'll literally call a little kid as Mater.
Mm-hmm.
It's, and their mind's blown. Forget it. Can you imagine your kid and Mater calls you?
No, but he's cool enough to do it time and time again.
That's how I got sassy. That's right.
Mater said, stop by.
I said, Larry, I need a little help here. Can you call her and tell her to go out with me?
You clever bastard.
Me and Lightning McQueen like to hang out with him.
Well, if you're looking for a fella, one that'll get her done, like NASCAR beer and fishing and going out shooting guns, ain't no latte drinking tree hugger, on that you can rely. He's a bona fide American man. He's Larry the Cable Guy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.